We decided to do it because it was May, and we knew that people would be starting to think about getting outside and enjoying the outdoors areas. And, of course, when we planned this, we had no idea that the winter was going to be as miserable as it was. But since the weather was so grueling this winter, we figured people are really going to be ready to get out to the parks.
What kinds of things are there to see and do in our parks in our area that maybe people didn't realize were there?
We talked about a couple of new things that are going on. For example, next month, Great Parks of Hamilton County is opening the Simmons Family Dog Park up by Miami Whitewater Forest, and it's just going to be terrific. It's 11-plus acres. It's the largest dog park in the area. There are four different fenced areas for dogs. It's heavily treed, and it's going to be a destination dog park. And then we wrote about some things that a lot of people don't know about. For example, the Trammell Fossil Park in Sharonville is a place where you can take your kids and hunt for fossils. And unlike other parks where you're not supposed to dig out fossils, I mean, this is a place where it's deliberately set aside so that you can go and hunt for fossils there and take them home with you. Another place that people don't all know about is Fernald Nature Preserve, built on the site of the old Fernald plant, is a wonderful place to go birding. There's meadow areas, there's water spots that attract migrating waterfowl. It really is a nice place to get yourself set up to see some interesting migrating birds.
Now, on one of the pages in the article, it's entitled Beyond the Monkey Bars. Apparently, there's some 21st century type of playground equipment that's going to be set up in one of the parks, or perhaps more than one.
Yes, there are two big new playgrounds going in. One will open late this summer, and one will open next spring. In Blue Ash, there's a huge super park that's going to be built in Blue Ash over the next few years on the site of the old airport. And the first phase of it that's coming online is later this summer. It's going to be called Summit Park, and the playground there, it should be finished later this summer. And it's what they're calling a contemporary playground, but it's unlike another kind of playground that the kinds of playgrounds you might be familiar with. It is going to have grassy hills for kids to roll down. There will be an activity wall that has a wheelchair ramp so that kids in wheelchairs can use the whole wall. There's a lot of climbing net that kids can play on, and kind of quiet spots for kids. The other playground that we're talking about is the playground that's going to be at Snail Riverfront Park. It's going to be adjacent to the banks, and it's going to have, take advantage of being on the riverfront. There are going to be giant slides. There will be a rope bridge over this kind of man-made little mini canyon. There'll be rock walls to climb.
Linda Vaccarello is executive editor of Cincinnati Magazine. I'm Steve Hirschberg.